Lambing is slowly starting to get underway in Victoria, with producers starting to get their first taste of new electronic tagging requirements. I caught up with the state's Agriculture Minister, Jala Pulford, who's spent the morning at a property in Morrison's in the state's west to tag one of the first autumn poll Dorset lambs of the season.
Really, really big project. We're expecting as many as 10 million will be born this year. So that's a lot of tags and a lot of people changing to the new arrangements. That's going really well.
There's been dozens of information sessions over the past year, really, on this rollout of electronic tagging. Have producers and farmers, do they know what their requirements are now that lambing's well underway?
I think they do. There has been many, many forums and sessions, lots of information being sent to people, a really detailed lot of information on the website as well. We've found that just about every forum we've had, and there have been many of them over the last 6 months or so, have been oversubscribed. So a lot of them have been standing room only. So producers are really keen to understand what their requirements are. And their requirements are actually pretty simple. They just need to shift from the old non-electronic tags to the electronic tags. What there is after that, as an optional extra, is a whole lot of information available to people who would like to make the most of this new information, additional information, and put it to use on their farm.
Now, you're out there this morning putting a tag on. Tell me, how's the process different compared to what people are used to?
Well, it's exactly the same, really. The tag looks very similar. The applicator, for some farmers, will be the same applicator. For others, it'll be, slightly different to what they've used. So the change for the system is profound. The change farm by farm is actually quite modest. We've also been working closely with abattoirs and stallyards about getting them ready for this change as well.
And is it on track to be fully functional by the end of the year?
It is. We commenced on the 1st of January, and in a practical sense, we're really seeing action stations now, because of course there's not a lot of lambs born in those first few months of the year. It'll be very busy again, of course, as we come into spring. So we've given it a year for the rollout to take place. We want everyone to be compliant by the 1st of July, but it's, a sort of practical start and implementation. We realise it's not going to be 100% on the 1st of July. It's a really, really big change for so many people. But certainly by the 1st of January next year, we'll be expecting very high levels of compliance.
What still needs to be done at sale yards across the state, and I guess especially those in border kind of areas?
Well, sale yards need to be fitted with their reading gear. There's a demonstration project that will be up and running very soon in Ballarat, and sale yards asked for a little bit more time so that they could see what that demonstration project's going to look like, and just another few months to be able to adapt for the change. I think in everybody's interest that we get it right the first time, rather than have to come back in a couple of years as systems have changed. As was the case with cattle 15 or so years ago, there was one round of implementation, then very quickly a second round of implementation. We're hoping to avoid that by getting it absolutely spot on for sale yards.
Victorian Agriculture Minister Jala Pulford speaking on the state's rollout of electronic tagging. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.